the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good evening. And welcome to the Triduum, to these three holy days following in the footsteps of Jesus. If our weather report didn't make it clear, there's something in the air tonight. We recognize those ways that God comes to us in a particular way in these last moments of Jesus' earthly life. We come here also to the altar, and we're joined once again by Father Frank Reel, Father Earl Muller as well, a member of the Notre Dame faculty, Deacon Doug Bush, gathering all around once again our prayers, our desires for the Lord to use this gift of love that he gives us to in turn move us to love. For those ways in which we have been far from such loving service, for those ways in which we have sinned, let's now acknowledge them, sisters and brothers, in order to more worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries.
Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. Sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. O God, who have called us to participate in this most sacred supper, in which your only begotten Son, when about to hand himself over to death, entrusted to the church a sacrifice new for all eternity, the banquet of his love, grant, we pray, that we may draw from so great a mystery the fullness of charity and of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, Every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it: with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down the firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt, I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate, with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. The word of the Lord.
Precious in the eyes of the Lord. presence of all his people. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garment. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We always receive more than we deserve. This has to be a basic starting point of our faith, that we, all of us, no matter if we think we're closer to the saint or sinner line, always receive more than we deserve. Sometimes it takes dramatic, out-of-the-ordinary gestures to remind us of this. A week ago, Pope Francis gave us such a reminder, in many ways a preview of tonight. The youngest nation in the world, for all of you non-Jeopardy buffs, is South Sudan. Having received recognized independence from Sudan, you guessed it, in 2011 after a prolonged and bloody fight. No sooner had the ink dried on South Sudan's constitution than it itself was thrown into civil war. The president accusing the vice president of a coup, tribal factions backing the two separately, 1 million people currently seeking asylum, an estimated 400,000 dead from the six-year-old conflict. So South Sudan is young, it's poor, GDP right above Haiti's, per capita $745 a year, over 70 times less than what we enjoy. It's hungry. The UN describes its food distribution at near starvation level. And yet, with all that we could consider pointing to its insignificance, its distance from the family of nations, or even God's family, perhaps, last Thursday capped a two-day Vatican retreat for the still embattled leaders of the country. And at the concluding press conference, Pope Francis did something even more extraordinary. After pleading for the shaky peace deal the South Sudan sides signed this last fall, after presenting a vision of handling hard issues together and holding hands in unity before their people, our 82-year-old pontiff approached the two leaders, bent down, and kissed their feet. "As simple citizens, you will become fathers of the nation," the Pope's last words at the gathering. We always receive more than we deserve. Imagine those three men in that room, two struggling to lead their country, helpless before the kiss from the Pope, hands limp by their sides. And Pope Francis himself, struggling just to bend down to the floor in his white cassock, struggling even more to stand up again, breathing very much like an old man with one lung, as he is. In that moment, everything should seem very clear. We each possess a core of goodness, but we each are also weak, limited. President, Vice President, Pope, all of us. God's spark alone makes these gestures and moments significant. We always receive more than we deserve. Bending low today, priests across the world will reenact our gospel that we just heard Deacon Doug proclaim, washing the feet of 12 members of their community, stand-ins for the original 12. Raising high today, faithful from around the world will move down the aisle and receive again the promised risen Lord, a Eucharist of body and blood, connecting St. Paul's Corinth past to our church present, to Jesus again. Sitting quietly today, pilgrims around the world will make their way with Jesus into the garden, spending some time at altars of repose with their palms and leaves and tabernacle. All of these Holy Thursday moments, these shocking gestures and gifted sacraments, should remind us before anything else that we always receive more than we deserve, with a God who reaches and raises, a God who bends and sits alongside, a God who gives us the first gift so we can make response with our lives. We receive again tonight, inspired and strengthened, to ourselves find shoe to kiss and foot to wash. Sometimes it takes something dramatic and out of the ordinary to shock us to our significance, to bring to vision God's divine spark among us. Once again this night, we are reminded we always receive more than we deserve. This time I invite forward those serving as apostles to come into the sanctuary. invite you now to please stand. On this day that we celebrate the Last Supper and the great gift of the Eucharist, we bring to the Heavenly Father our needs and desires, trusting that He will always hear and answer us.
Our response is, Lord, hear our prayer. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our bishops and priests, may the Lord bless them in their prophetic witness to the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That public servants may be stirred to recognize and live the example of Christ, the suffering servant, and do all they can for those in need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and for all those who suffer in mind, body, and soul, that the Eucharist and God's Holy Church may provide an increase of strength, hope, and trust for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this community gathered here today and for those we love, may the Lord grant to each of us what we need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, that through the mercy of God, they may enjoy the fullness of His eternal feast, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all Saint Rita parishioners for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Loving Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son and for his precious body and blood poured out for us. Hear and answer these prayers of your sons and daughters this day, through Christ our Lord. Okay, Caleb, you're gonna get the... Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of the sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the true and eternal high priest who instituted the pattern of an everlasting sacrifice and was the first to offer himself as the saving victim, commanding us to make this offering as his memorial. As we eat his flesh that was sacrificed for us, we are made strong. And as we drink his blood that was poured out for us, we are washed clean. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, Lady Sun Celi et Terra, Gloria Tua, Hosanna in excelsis, Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord,
and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have gathered here before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the silence.
Peace be to God. Peace be to Frank. Peace be to God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that just as we are renewed by the supper of your Son in this present age, so we may enjoy his banquet for all eternity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Now I invite you to please kneel.